na ABSA. Play a card right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ABSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Headlines. Over 84.8 million invoices transmitted on the ZRA smart invoicing system. Immigration Department denies detaining two Zambian-born youths as illegal immigrants. And in global news, Cameroon opposition leader banned from challenging world's oldest president. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has disclosed that it is making progress to ensure tax compliance through the smart invoicing system, with over 36,650 taxpayers across various tax types registered for smart invoicing, transmitting more than 84.8 million invoices as of July 2025. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the majority of these users are value-added tax registrants who alone have sent over 83.8 million invoices as the authority continues to optimize digital trends and integration capabilities for a more efficient and user-friendly invoicing platform. Ms. Nzala says the authority will soon roll out a consumer reward management module to recognize and reward members of the public who insist on receiving smart invoices when purchasing goods and services. He adds that ZRA has intensified the onboarding of filling stations with tailored guidelines to minimize business disruptions, which will be followed by countrywide enforcement activities to ensure full compliance, transparency and efficiency in Zambia's tax administration.
As an authority, we have made significant progress in the implementation and enhancement of the smart invoice system as a tool for modernizing tax administration, but most importantly, promoting compliance, especially for types of taxes such as the value-added tax, among other tax types. As at July 2025, over 36,650 taxpayers across various tax types had registered for smart invoicing and collectively transmitting more than 84.8 million invoices. The majority are value-added tax or VAT registered taxpayers who are totaling 18,266 and have collectively transmitted over 83.8 million invoices.
The Department of Immigration has refuted claims by Zambian Civil Liberties Union ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza that two Zambian-born youths were detained as illegal immigrants. According to Mr. Mwanza, two Zambian-born youths, Patience Mutima and Ndayasiba Teopile, are allegedly detained at Twin Palm Police Station in Lusaka as illegal immigrants despite the duo being born in Zambia to refugee parents. But responding to a Phoenix Press query over the matter, Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namate Shinka has disclosed that the individuals in question are Rwandan refugees holding valid refugee identity cards who were found working without the necessary immigration permits. Mr. Shinka says the two were among 9 other persons apprehended last Friday in Chongwe District by the Chongwe Immigration Office during a routine compliance operation after they were found working in a grocery shop without the requisite immigration permit, an act that is contrary to Zambia's immigration laws. He has clarified that the Zambian constitution provides pathways for eligible individuals to apply for citizenship and does not exempt non-citizens, including refugees, from complying with immigration regulations, while refugees and other foreign nationals are required to obtain the necessary permits before engaging in employment or business activities in Zambia. Mopani Copper Mines says it has achieved a remarkable safety milestone, with its fatality frequency rate dropping from 0.04 in 2015 to 0.00. According to company chief executive officer Charles Sakanya, this outstanding progress is attributed to rigorous safety training for new employees and innovative safety interventions across all operations. Speaking at the 2025 18th Zambia Chamber of Mines Intercompany First Aid Competition in Kitwe yesterday, Mr. Sakanya has described this achievement as outstanding, particularly noting that this progress has been made during a period of growth and expansion. Mr. Sakanya has emphasized the importance of first aid, stating that it empowers every employee to refuse work deemed unsafe, which is a core part of Mopani's culture.
The importance of first aid in the mining industry cannot be overemphasized. At Mopani, the safety of our employees is our highest priority, and we operate under a clear and resolute motto: if it's not safe, don't do it. Make it safe, then do it. This principle empowers every employee to refuse any work that is deemed unsafe, a culture that is embedded in our day-to-day operations. Yet, despite the detailed and carefully implemented safety strategies adopted by all mining companies, the nature and complexity of our operations means that accidents can and do occur.
Human rights and governance activist Noor Chisebe is calling on law enforcement agencies to take a proactive approach to enforcing laws on propaganda, citing the rise of misinformation on social media and digital platforms as a serious threat to national unity and development. Mr. Chisebe is advocating for a concerted response to protect citizens' reputations and well-being. He is appealing to government to introduce and implement robust regulations targeting the spread of false content, ensure dedicated resources for cybercrime units, and strengthen monitoring capacities. Mr. Chisebe has also urged political party leaders to abandon propaganda-driven tactics and cultivate a culture of respectful, fact-based discourse, with collaboration with the church to use their platforms to promote cohesion, forgiveness, and critical thinking.
My appeal to law enforcement agencies is to take a proactive approach to monitoring and addressing propaganda and hate speech. Work with relevant stakeholders to develop effective strategies for identifying and mitigating the impact of propaganda. Together, we can build a Zambia that values truth, integrity, respect for all individuals, to take action against this enemy of progress and unity. This is courage threatens to determine the very fabric of our society and erode